Track 2. Neil's take.
I hate to admit it, but it is a fact. When you've been married a long time, you do take your foot off the romantic gas pedal. I'm as guilty as the next man. When Mrs. H and I were first together, I recall showing all the facets of a keen suitor, holding doors, waxing eloquent when she wore a new outfit. But as the years go by, this tails off, and before you know it, you have to be goaded into commenting when she had her hair done. So when it comes to bestowing the likes of flowers and chocolates on Mrs. H, I'm not exactly a role model for any aspiring romantic. I have put forward the rather pathetic excuse that if I did that too often, it would diminish the gesture. Also, I seized on a comment she made when she was given some flowers by a friend. As she reached for the secateurs, she grumbled about having to chop the stalks and attempting to produce a pleasing arrangement. I'm not sure Mrs. H would agree with all this, but when on the rare occasions I do arrive home clutching a bunch of roses, the spontaneity of it, or perhaps the utter shock, does bring about a warm smile as she puts them in a vase. And while I do admit these days I'm not always the perfect gentleman, I do try to remember to do the right thing. But my failing in this department was highlighted recently when some friends picked us up for a night out. "Have you noticed," Mrs. H said to me when we got home, "he always opens the car door for me. Isn't that nice?" Was she trying to tell me something? Does that mean when we get home with a bootload of shopping, I should leap out, open the car door for her, escort her to the house, unlock the front door and see her safely inside, then return to the car to sustain a hernia while staggering to the house with all those heavy bags? Then one afternoon recently, it had started raining and Mrs. H had wanted to get the washing in. Now, OK, before you start, I know I should have volunteered to be brave the elements, but she had already got her shoes on. Besides, it takes ages for me to shuffle my feet into my old outdoor shoes. I'm a bit like a teenager with them. I never undo the laces, so the backs are broken down with me cramming my feet into them. Anyway, I have offered in the past, only to be told that I got clothes off the line in the wrong order. I don't fold them as I put them in the linen basket. It makes ironing easier. And I dump the peg bag on top of wet washing. "Could you just get my coat, please?" Mrs. H asked, peering out at the rain. I zoomed off, got her coat, and proceeded to help her put it on. "Huh," she snorted pointedly. "It's a long time since you did that." "Are you questioning how chivalrous I am?" I asked. "No," she replied with a certain resignation. "Just saying, it's a long time since you did that." At times like this, I do feel pangs of guilt. I imagine other husbands throwing cloaks over puddles and performing heroic feats to deliver a box of milk tray. But does Mrs. H bring anything home for me as a surprise? Well, yes, sometimes. While it's not flowers or chocolates, she does produce a shirt now and again, and the odd jumper. "I saw this, and I thought it'd suit you," she says. Then she spoils it all. "It goes without your grey hair, and you need to lose some weight."
Thank you, Neil. Your weight seems to be a recurrent issue. Not long ago, I remember Mrs. H drawing conclusions from the crumbs on the sofa.